Listening 1. My family. My family is quite large. I have an older brother who is 22 and studies at university, so he does not live with us anymore. He just comes from time to time for a weekend or during the holidays or school break. In summer, he usually goes abroad to work or travel. I am the second child, and I also have a younger sister who is 15. And so she still lives with the rest of the family. Since my brother left, I have had my own room. I don't have to share it with anybody. My mum comes from quite a large family. She has 4 brothers and sisters, so I have 14 cousins from that side of the family. My dad is an only child. I think it is better to have brothers and sisters and a lot of cousins because it's more fun. But for parents it must be difficult. I have an oval face and short brown hair, just like my father, but I also take after my mother. I have the same full lips and blue eyes. In the summer, freckles appear on my nose, the same as hers. I am rather tall and of medium build. Out of all my relatives, I have always loved my grandmother, who lives in a village in the south of Moravia. My brother, sister and I, and most of my cousins used to spend our holidays there. We could play in the large garden, in the loft and the cellar full of old things, or in the nearby forest. I still keep in touch with her. My grandmother is a widow. My granddad died 5 years ago. We visit her regularly, especially at Christmas or when it's her birthday. My granny bakes the tastiest buns I have ever eaten. I see the rest of my relatives very rarely. Only when it's someone's birthday and there is a party, or when, for example, I go to Prague, I can stay with my aunt, who lives there. But I really don't like the obligatory visits when the whole family is invited for lunch by a relative. I usually prefer to come up with an excuse for not going, such as a previously arranged trip, etc. Now I spend less time with my parents and siblings than I used to. I think that it is natural, since I am a teenager, and I like going out and chatting with my friends rather than with my parents. My parents are quite tolerant, but sometimes when it's enough, they stop me and I have to spend some time with them. After all, it's not so bad. Sometimes they can really help me with my problems. Unless I have gone on a trip, they insist on eating together at weekends. I don't go on holidays with my parents anymore, as I get bored. I can say that I do get on well with my parents, although we argue at times. The last time we had a row, it was about my coming home late from a party. I don't understand why they are so scared about everything. I'm nearly an adult, so I think I can manage on my own. They told me off, but later we made up. Everybody's influenced by their parents, and although I criticize them very often and just don't understand them, sometimes I notice that I use the same language when talking to someone else. So yes, I think that I will be very similar to them when I grow up. I will have very similar opinions and will probably lead the same kind of life. I would never wish to be an only child. Life must be so boring when you stay and play and talk just with adults. I think that only children have problems making friends because they can't share things. They are not used to communicating and listening to other children. They are often spoilt because their parents buy them everything they want and they never have to wear worn-out clothes inherited from older brothers and sisters. All in all, I am very glad to have a big family.